Hi, this is Pastor Mike Gordon, and welcome to Bethel Brandon Sunday Message. For more information about this podcast and more resources, visit us at bethelbrandon.ca.
Father, I just thank you so much for today. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you just use me as a vessel this evening, and Lord, open our ears to receive what you have to say to us tonight, and open up our hearts to hear it, Lord. And we just thank you for all that you have in store. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. All right. Last week, of course, we touched on hearing God's voice, part one. And one of the main parts was listening. Now, I realize one thing I didn't maybe put in as much of an emphasis as I should have last week was on being still. Finding that place. I talked about listening, but I never actually really talked too much about finding that place in that chaos to be still. And so I just really wanted to put that one out there this week again. Just when we are listening to God, we need to find a place to be still before him. And so I'm really excited to continue this series with you guys this week. And this week we're going to be going on more of the practical steps of how we actually hear God's voice, right? In different ways. And we're going to start off really easy and breeze through these first four. And then I'm going to go in a little bit more depth on some of the other ones. All right. So if you want to go to the first slide there. We need to know some of the ways that God speaks. Right? And so as we're going into this, this is one of the most basic ones that any of us and all of us should know. One of the most important ways to know God speaks is through the Word. Through the Word of God, which means the Bible, to make it in simple terms, non-Christianese. Okay? The Bible is where we first should always look. That's where we should always check to make sure it lines up with what God's character is like. And so as we go on to some of these other ones, I just wanted to start with hearing the Word from the Word of God, which is the Bible. Come on, Bryce, let's use words now. Okay? All right? But throughout the Bible, it's important to know that if we didn't have the Bible, if God didn't speak through the Bible, we wouldn't have the New Testament. We wouldn't. Because all throughout the Old Testament, from Genesis all the way to Malachi, I think's the last. Yes, yeah! I passed an Old Testament class. Shout out to Bryson, who just finished up writing a paper today on the Old Testament at Horizon. So he's smarter than me at this. He should be the one teaching on that. But anyways, all throughout the Old Testament, God is speaking to people and having them write it down about the coming of Christ, the coming of Jesus, who ends up being our Messiah, our Savior, the one who died on the cross and rose again 3 days later for us. And so all throughout the Old Testament, if we didn't have the Word of God, we would have never known. We would have never known. But God speaks through the Word. And actually, there's still things in that Old Testament that many of the prophets wrote that still are coming to be. And so that's the beauty of how God speaks through the Word and continues to work through the Word when you allow the Holy Spirit to be your lens. When you allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you, otherwise it's just a book. It's just like any other book, words written on a page, but when you allow the Holy Spirit, I touched on that a little bit last week, the Holy Spirit's gonna be the emphasis on all of these parts. Because without the Holy Spirit on hearing God's voice, we can't. We can't. The prophets in the Old Testament, the reason they could hear God's voice was because they had the Holy Spirit. And now, when we receive Christ as our Savior, we all have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, which means, can you guess it? We can hear God's word. We can hear God himself. And that's pretty awesome, I think. And so when you're reading through the word of God, don't just read it like any other book, but pray and say, Holy Spirit, show me this. Because when you read it through the lens of the Holy Spirit, things start to pop. And it comes alive. I don't know about you, but I like a lively book. I like one that speaks to me, one that's not dead, okay? So the word of God is one of the first ones, and so we're going to go move forward on that one. We're going to go to the next slide, and God speaks through people. Of course, if you've got the word of God, people read the word of God. He's going to speak through them that way, right? That's one way. However, he speaks through people to interpret dreams. He speaks through people to give prophetic words over you. He speaks to them, and as they hear the Lord's voice, and they've learned how to hear the Lord's voice, they now can share that with you as well. And so God speaks through people. One of the most ones is Daniel, Joseph, all of them, right? God used them to help move nations, to help shift cultures. Oh, sorry about that. Okay? But we're going to touch on that a little bit later, some more, and how God will use that. We're going to go to the next one, which is God speaks through dreams and visions. This is probably the one that I can relate the most with. Actually, when I first came to know the Lord, I had a vision. I had a vision of Jesus walking with me, taking me to a door, saying, open it, and I couldn't. And maybe some of you have heard me say this before, but I'm not going to stop telling you because I love it. He took me to a door and he said, open it. And so, of course, I went to go open it and I couldn't. And from there, he said, he put his hand on my shoulder and said, Bryce, you're forgiven. Try again. And as I tried the second time, I opened the door and it opened up to this beautiful, beautiful garden. And I walked with Jesus continuously. And he takes me underneath this beautiful, beautiful tree in this garden. And he says, hold out your hand. And as I held out my hand, he handed me a cross. It was a cross necklace, actually. And he said, the cross on this symbolizes my love for you and your love towards me. Now, this is before I knew much about Jesus at all. I knew maybe the Sunday school, David and Goliath, things like that. But I didn't know how much scripture was actually in this vision. That's why I said, you need to confirm it through the word. But as I started to read the word, I was like, whoa, whoa, that was in my vision. And as I've gone on, and I did trips when I was in college, and I went to drop-in centers across Alberta and Saskatchewan. Sorry, I'm a little dry-throated today. If that's a proper English. Okay, but as I traveled across Alberta and Saskatchewan, going to these groups, I did something. I would tell them stories of how God spoke to me through dreams and visions and how he spoke to me, and then I would have them try it. And there was one time when I was in Hannah, Alberta. It's like an oil town, rough town, lots of depression, lots of hurt. And I was there, and I had this one kid try and envision something. Just picture whatever you see, Jesus. And all of a sudden, he saw these streams of water. It was like a beautiful river. And he was in the middle of it as a waterfall was flowing over top of him. And he's like, what does this mean? He said, I felt so much peace in this picture. And I got the chance to explain him and give him scripture. To show him that we're to live in the streams of life. That there's a river of life that flows from the throne room of heaven. And God was just pouring out his spirit upon him. And that same day, he gave his heart to the Lord. He came to know Jesus that day. And the next week, I came back. Or I guess 2 weeks later. And I spoke on healing. And we got to pray for healing. And all of a sudden, he's praying for people all around him. And there was healing. It was remarkable. All because he saw a vision. It wasn't me. I didn't tell him to picture anything, but God spoke to him through a vision. And if we read throughout the Old Testament, New Testament, there's numerous people who God spoke to through dreams and visions. We got Daniel multiple times. We've got Paul. His whole conversion was a vision. Then we got Peter. Peter saw a vision before all of a sudden we realized that there was salvation for everyone. Not just the Jews, but for the Gentiles as well. That was remarkable. You got Joseph. in Genesis who had a dream, and then he ended up being in prison for years. And then all of a sudden it was fulfilled years and years later, but he had a dream, and God spoke to him through visions, and then he interpreted visions and dreams. You got Moses, who heard directly from God. Right? And I could go on with lists and lists of people throughout the Bible that God spoke to this way. And that's probably the one that's the closest to my heart. But then there's another one that's going to lead us to our second part of where I'm going with this tonight. And ways God speaks is through you. It's through you. Now, if I'm saying he's working through people, now that might seem cliche. He works through people, but you guess who the people are? That's you. That's you. That's why I'm wanting to touch on hearing God's voice. Because it's so fundamental, because if we're not hearing God's voice, we're gonna feel dead. We're gonna feel lonely. We're gonna feel all of these things because God's voice is the most important voice to hear. And if you're not hearing it, no wonder your faith is boring. No wonder it's boring. I'm calling out people. Some people are like, ooh, maybe hurt a little bit. But if your faith is boring, maybe you're not listening. Maybe you're not hearing God's voice. Because I can tell you, as someone who's lived and listened to God's voice throughout my life, I'm only 23 years old, but yet God's taken me through some crazy things just by me listening and hearing his voice. I wouldn't be in this room standing if I didn't listen to him. So if your faith's boring, you better start listening. Better start listening, because God's exciting. And God wants to speak through you. Oh man, oh man. Woo! Sorry. He wants to speak through you. I'm going to go on this little story here. One of the greatest ways, God, is when you allow him to speak through you, you can see some remarkable things. One of my favorite things ever, I did a discipleship group in college, and we went, traveled around, like I was saying, and we were in Winnipeg. And I call this I hugged a murderer story. I hugged a killer, someone who had killed someone. And it was probably one of my favorite stories, and all because I listened to God's voice. And what happened is I felt I couldn't hear. All my friends were going around that were in this group with me, and they were hearing God and doing all these miraculous things. They were seeing healings. They were seeing some salvations. They were seeing all these things. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, God, I haven't seen anything. And I'm starting to beat myself up, and I'm like, I'm useless. I can't do any of this. And I'm walking through Portage Mall, or Portage Place, I think it's called, in downtown Winnipeg. And I'm out by myself, and I'm just basically moping. I'm hoping someone might notice. I'm like, but I'm still somewhat listening to the Lord at the same time. And I'm just like, anybody listening to this is going to be like, what? They're listening on the podcast. They're like, what is he doing? Why are they laughing? Okay. And as I'm moping around, the Lord speaks, because I still wasn't listening. I wanted to have something. And he says, that man down there, and I'm going down the escalator. He's go talk to him. So I go up to him and I say, hey man, is there anything I can pray for you? I just want to bless you today. I'm going around and just want to love people. And he's like, hey, well, you know what? My mom has cancer. Can you pray for her? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. So I pray for that and ask if there's anything else. And that was it. And I'm thinking, well, great. That's not a story. I'm like, Lord, come on. Everybody else has seen all these things. But let me tell you, that was still fruit. I kept on walking around, still moping, because I thought I didn't do anything. I wasn't as good as everyone else because I couldn't see healings, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, this man comes up to me again. The man I just prayed for his mom. He was about 18 years old, 18, 19 years old. He says, I've never seen that before. He's like, hey, you. Never seen that before. Can I talk to you? And so I sat there and I talked with him for about half hour, 45 minutes. He told me that he had killed someone when he was 12 years old by accident. And he had just got parole. And he had broken parole and he was on the run now. And as he's telling me this, he's asking questions about Jesus. He says, well, I was in jail, I heard about Jesus. And I got to talk to him about him more and more, tell him about forgiveness, tell him, and there came a moment where I felt the Lord just say, hug him. Just hug him. And so I went up to him, and I've never hugged someone like this before. And I just go, I'm not a physical touch person either, so that was a huge step for me. Ooh, was just to hug him. Oh my, I don't like this mic. But I need my hands. I went up to him and I hugged him. And he just started to weep and cry. And I just whisper in his ears and I said, God forgives you. He loves you. And you know what you need to do. I ended up giving him my Bible, praying a blessing over him. And this man just said before I left, he said, can I have one more hug? Can I have one more hug? And he's like, I know what I need to do. I need to go turn myself in. And I don't know the story from there afterwards or what ended up happening, but I know that moment, it affected my life, and I know it affected his. And I could tell you countless stories like that where all I did was take time to listen and take action, and the Lord used me. And so he wants to work through you and speak through you. So you can see things like that in your own life. Everywhere you are is a missions field. And God wants to speak through you. Okay? But how does he speak? How does he speak to you? Well, if you go to this next slide here. He speaks first, we already touched on visions and dreams. I would call that a seer. Someone who sees things, right? They can see things with their eyes, right? Visions, and envision it. And God speaks them through that way. Okay? Just touched on that there. But then there's something I like to call a hearer. God speaks in a small, still voice. Not a loud booming, and sometimes we expect it to be this exceptional voice where it's like, I am God. But it's, and he can speak like that. However, oftentimes it's when you are sitting and being still before him, be still before the Lord, and let him speak. When your mind's at ease, you hear this voice, this gentle voice, start to speak a little bit. It's the one that we often shut off. The one saying, hey, maybe don't do that. The one saying, hey, go pray for that person. Hey, take out $20 right now because someone's going to need it later. You may not understand it, but the only way to know it later on is by practicing it. And so we can hear God's voice. And so we got to practice. The only way we can know we've learned God's voice is by actually practicing it and going out and doing the things that we think we heard. And sometimes it's going to fail miserably. That's awesome. You tried. Try again. Keep going. Okay? The other one is, we don't talk about this one as much, but it's feelings. There's a feeler. Some people can walk into a room and all of a sudden, they're overwhelmed with emotions. They're overwhelmed with maybe a single feeling of sorrow. And a moment before that, they were like filled with joy. They were like going into a room and they're like, yeah! And they walk in like, no! That's an extreme example. But there are feelers who pick up on the environment around them. Because God, now you shouldn't live in your feelings, but God gave us feelings. Even Jesus had compassion. He felt compassion, right? If you go to Matthew 9:36, it says he stepped off the boat and he felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And then he took action. He understood where they were at. And then he went forward with it. So the feelings we have sometimes aren't always ours. And we don't have to accept them as ours. If you're all of a sudden overwhelmed with an emotion, I say try this. Sit before the Lord and say, God, is that you? God, is that yours? Or is this mine? Right? Is this mine to bear? Is this emotion mine to bear? And if it is someone, and like, okay. All right, Lord, it is. Okay. Who's feeling this? Who's feeling this emotion? And sometimes that's where you start to hear his voice. And you go up to someone and you're like, hey, are you feeling this way? And all of a sudden they're like, yeah. I had two friends on my second year two of Martyr's Life, the program I took at college. They were both feelers. I did not understand that at all. I don't understand, like we were in Malaysia and we were in a hospital and we're praying for people and next thing you know I look over and they're like bawling. It's like bawling their eyes out and I'm like, what is going on? Like, we need to be strong. We're like faith-filled people. We're praying for them. Like, they're seeing you in tears like that. Like, what? They're like, I just feel everything. And I'm like, control yourself. Because I didn't understand it. I was like, what? And I'm an emotional guy too, like, but not that emotional. And they just understood though, but that was God's opening their heart to see how these people were feeling. Because when we understand, when we have compassion, we can put ourselves in their shoes and then we pray for them. We bless them. We use these emotions for God's glory instead of beating ourselves up. That's the way we're intended to use these. Don't let these emotions all of a sudden drag you down. Let them be lifting you up so you can pour into other people as well. Understanding that, though, is the hard part because we don't talk about that very often. And again, the only way you start to learn what's your feelings and which ones might be other people that God's wanting you to pray for is by practicing. Try that. Next time you walk in a room and you feel really emotional for no reason or you feel sad, whatever it is, try finding that person in the room and going and praying for them or asking the Lord, Lord, who is it? Point that person out. It may not be that person. All right, you tried. Try again. Try again next time. And the other one is a knower. And I put this underneath the category of discernment, right? God gave us the gifts of the Spirit, right? And one of them was the gift of discernment. And some people, they just know what to do. You ever had, I'm not a knower. I only know a couple people that are knowers. And they basically get this gut feeling and they're like, I know I need to do that. I know I need to do, and actually this one is often you'll find more in men than in women for knowers, and I'm not even being sexist here, but it's often found more in men for this. They just know they need to go here. They need to go to this at this time and go, and all of a sudden they meet someone and, oh, they know they need to take $20 though. They know they need to, they just, that feeling where they just know it's God. They can't explain it, but they just do it. And oftentimes people are like, I don't hear God's voice. And they're knowers. Well, and Sean Bowles, when I went to the conference, he talked about a guy who said, well, I don't hear God's voice. And he mentioned that, he's like, okay, well, when was the last time you made a good like decision or something like that? And he's like, oh, well, I took out this amount of money for my, I think it was his daughter who was getting married or whatever. And I think there's a couple people that were there. And of course, he took out this exact amount that they ended up needing later on and gave it to them for their wedding gift. And, or along those lines. And And then Sean Bowles looks at him, and for those that you don't know Sean Bowles, he's very prophetic and hears God's voice in a remarkable way, and explained to them and said, hey, you heard God's voice. How else would you know that exact amount? He was a knower. And all of a sudden that changed how he viewed it, because he heard in a way that he didn't understand he knew, right? He didn't know he heard God that way. And I think that can be a lot of us. When we hear God's voice and we allow him to speak, when we understand how he speaks to us, because we always hear, by a show of hands here, how many of you guys have ever been like, hey, just listen to God? Go and listen to God. How many of you have been told that? Just go listen, go pray and listen. Yup. How many of you guys, now this is where you're gonna get real vulnerable, you don't have to do it if you want. How many of you guys have done that and been like, I'm hearing nothing? Hey, there's a few chuckles. Dale, once again, right? I'm hearing nothing. I'm praying. Okay. But could it be, maybe you're not hearing God because you don't know how you hear God yet? Maybe you're not hearing God because you haven't practiced it. We all want to hear God's voice, but how many of you guys pursue it? How many of you actively pursue it? Not just say you want it, but actually go for it. Because we all say, I want to hear God's voice. But not all of us want to hear what he has to say. Worship band, you can come make your way up here. Because here's the kicker. We need to know how God speaks to us. We need to be willing to fail on hearing God's voice and try again. Because he's speaking, but now we need to learn how he speaks to us, how he speaks to you. Because how he speaks to Bryce, how he speaks to me, is going to be different. How he speaks to everyone. Not everybody hears God in the same way. He isn't a cookie cutter person. We're unique. We're created in his image, but we all have different distinct things about us. But we need to practice. And so I want to challenge you guys going in over this next week, over the next month, over the next year, maybe even. Push in. Push into hearing God's voice and actively asking for it. Because I'll tell you, if you do that for a year, if you wake up every day, Bill Johnson has a book about pursuing the Holy Spirit. And he said he woke up every single day for a year and a half, asking the Lord for more. And nothing for a year and a half. He felt the same thing every single day for a year and a half. But when that year and a half hit, that I don't know what exact day, boom. All of a sudden he had these miraculous things happening in his life. He started seeing crazy things. But he asked. I know another man named Todd White. He goes and prays for people on the streets. He went out and prayed for like hundreds, and maybe even it was 1,000 people. He prayed for a lot of people, and none of them were healed, but he felt the Lord said to pray for them. So he went for it. None of them were healed, but he didn't stop. And all of a sudden, whether it was that 101st one
or 1,001st one, that person was healed and it sprung something. Because sometimes God's waiting. How much do you want to hear him? How much do you actually want him? You can say it, but do you mean it? Do you actually want him? And this is going for myself. I'm preaching to myself as well. I'm just as guilty. But if you chose to every day ask the Lord, Lord, I want to hear you more. I want to be sensitive to your spirit. I want to hear your voice every day. Continue to speak to me. And then you were still. And you listen. Nothing on day one. Okay, I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow. Same thing tomorrow. Lord, I want to know all of you. I want to be sensitive to your spirit. I want to know more and hear you more. And then you sit still. Nothing. Then day three comes and you do it again. And all of a sudden you hear a little snippet. Day four, do the same thing, a little bit more. Day five, a little bit more. And it keeps on growing. Now I'm not giving you a timeline and saying in 5 days you're going to be like, thus says the Lord. It's not realistic, but it is possible. My emphasis tonight is I want you to pursue him. I want you to ask to hear his voice. Because he's speaking. But sometimes we need to get some junk out of our lives. And sometimes that takes us asking for a year, year and a half, and in that year and a half, we're slowly getting rid of this junk. And all of a sudden, it just hits. And it's an overflowing from there. You might be prophetic and you don't even know it yet. Some of those dreams you've had might be crazy dreams that the Lord wants you to share with people and you don't even know it. If you're a dreamer, if you dream a lot and sometimes they're like, well, that kind of felt different. I challenge you to put a book beside you when you go to bed. Or not a book, a journal. And write in it. Write your dreams down. And then look back and see how many of them actually happened. You'd be surprised. You feel the Lord's in a dream showed you something, write it down. And so I said, sometimes you gotta take a step out and try something when you hear the Lord's voice. And you know, I haven't done this for a while, but as I was sitting down before here, I felt a name come to me, and I don't know if this means anybody to anybody, but I heard Patrick, and he was like a sibling or a son. Does that mean anything to anybody? I'm taking a chance here. And it was Patrick, and it was a son or sibling or something. It was some relative of some sort. Does that mean anything to anybody here? I'm just taking a step. I haven't tried. If not, it's all right. No? Okay? That's all right. I'm taking a step too. I'm practicing hearing God's voice as well. Okay? And the other one I heard was, I saw someone slipping on ice and crashing down. And I don't know if this is a recent thing or there, but then they had neck and like back pain since. And so I don't know if that's you or somebody that you know. Is there anybody in that room that has that, that they slipped on some ice or someone that they know, their wife, their something there, and they've got pain in their neck or back anymore? Is anybody that fits there? All right. I was trying. I swung out on that one, but that's okay. That is okay. And so I want you guys to try that, right? I want you guys to sit there. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you haven't asked him genuinely before. Maybe you've been unsure if you wanted to hear God's voice. Tonight I want to give you a chance to respond. And the same thing as last week, I want you to come to the front and say, God, just speak to me. Like I said, there's something with taking an action and kneeling before the Lord and saying, God, I want to know you. If you're serious about this, if you're serious about hearing God's voice and you really want it, I want you to come to the front today. There'll be a couple of us that'll pray for you guys. We want to pray for more of the Holy Spirit over your life. And we want to pray that God just opens your ears even more to hear what he has to say. But if that's you and you're seriously wanting to hear God's voice, I want you to come to the front and we're going to pray for you. And then I want you to sit before the Lord and just start asking for it. Is that clear? Okay? So I'm just going to allow you to walk on that. And so, Lord, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you for your word. And I thank you on the many ways that you speak to us. Holy Spirit, I pray that you just come here today and flow through this place, flow through our hearts and flow through our lives, Jesus. Be with us tonight as we enter into worship and we posture ourselves to hear your voice. And I pray that we just be sensitive to you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. Let's continue the conversation online. Visit us at bethelbrandon.ca or follow us on Facebook.